Let's go to manager. Manager's a definition. It's the officer, director of the corporation. They're not officers or directors in LLCs, they're managers. I want to point out one thing to you. I don't want husband to be one manager and wife to be the other manager. It's a huge mistake that people make to bring both spouses into the company as managers. Now, both of them can be members. That means they own stock. People who own stock or membership interests are in an entirely different position than people who are managers, officers and directors. Officers and directors, managers get sued. Stockholders, members, they don't get sued. So you don't want husband and wife both to be the managers. That means they both are exposed to liability. And in most states, if you do asset protection properly, we can make it so that either the husband or wife is at risk, the other spouse is not at risk, and they have assets that they can protect from actions of the manager or the spouse who is at risk. Those asset protection issues go beyond the LLC. We're going to use trusts and different things, but it all fits together to form an asset protection tax plan for you as an individual. Note that the manager could be a member. We can require them to be a member. That means only owners can be managers. Or the manager could be a hired gun, in which case you have a manager-managed company. The manager does not have to be an owner of the company. We're going to talk a lot about members and managers here in 2 seconds, but we're just defining what this guy is right now. Majority interest, another definition, that's pretty self-explanatory, more than 50%. The operating agreement will talk a lot about a majority vote. That's one thing. Majority interest is different than majority vote. Interest means ownership. If you've got two owners and they've both got 50%, then you might note that anywhere in the operating agreement that it says majority interest or majority vote, both of you have to agree. It basically has to be unanimous. By the way, just off the cuff here, 50-50 partnerships or 50-50 ownerships of LLCs and corporations very often end up in court. In your operating agreement, you can address what happens if the two partners, the two owners, members, don't agree. And it's a really good thing to do that before the deal blows up and both of you are at loggerheads. And just out of curiosity, if you have a choice, you want the majority interest in the ownership. That means you control. A member, definition, that's a person who has ownership, membership interests in the LLC. Membership interest is also defined. It's the same thing as stock, okay? And it's really important that you actually issue membership certificates. But it's also important for taxes. When you give money, you get money back, membership interests back. That's either called a 351 exchange or an 851 exchange, depending upon how you're having your LLC taxed. Course 3 of the LLC Wizard goes through the mechanics of filling out each one of the forms and doing everything. And it's important for the mechanics, but it's also important in Course 3 that we give you the tax advantages, how you make more money out of your LLC. And by the way, I will 100% guarantee you that your accountant did not do a 351 or an 851 notification to the IRS. You can get away with not doing it in most cases. However, if you're moving a big piece of real estate or a house or something into your LLC, you need to do that to establish the values. Net income is an interesting definition. You have a very stripped down definition in your operating agreement. You don't need a great big definition because you're not basing a lot of stuff off the definition of net income. When I was a young lawyer, one of my first jobs was assistant general counsel in the largest private university in the United States. I was in charge of all intellectual property, copyrights, patents, trademarks, that sort of thing. And I started out and I started to write license agreements. And they always have a royalty provision. You get 3% of net income. Well, I couldn't find a definition for net income. I went down to the accounting department and to the university and said, hey, what's the definition for net income? And they gave me about what you have here in your operating agreement. Well, that wasn't good enough. I've actually written definitions of net income that go on for pages. And I've written professional articles that are 20 or 30 pages long on just how to define net income. I don't care whether the royalty is 3% or 5%. If I get to define net income, then I get to define what it's charged on. If I can define what it's charged on, I can control the royalty. I'll give you your 5% royalty. You don't have to argue for that, but I get to define what you pay me the royalty on or what I pay you the royalty on. It's a big deal, guys. Net profits and losses. That's what you're going to pay tax on or what you're going to take off your taxes. And we're just saying that the net profits and losses are going to be calculated according to the accounting principles that the IRS likes. Notice is an important definition because if there's a problem, you have to be able to show that you gave the individual, your member, your manager, notice according to the terms that made it legal under your operating agreement. So how you define notice is important, and if you follow the notice procedures, it's going to keep you out of court in many cases. You might note that you are going to be giving yourself notice in many cases. Wherever it says in the operating agreement that the manager needs to get notice or the members need to get notice, then they need to get notice. Yeah, I know it's you. You already know all of this stuff. The problem is when you get into court, when you get sued, and the judge says, well, where's the notice? And you say, well, hey, I didn't need notice, judge. I already knew all this stuff. Then the judge is going to say, no. This isn't a company. This is your alter ego. You treated it like you. So you may end up sending yourself notices. That's okay. Send yourself a notice. Keep the envelope. Prove that you mailed it. This is good asset protection stuff. Good following the formalities. It's going to keep you safe. So follow the notice provisions. Let's define notice. Operating agreement is obviously this piece of paper. Percentage interest. That's how much you own of the company. Note that that is different than the capital accounts. You're going to define the percentage interest in the operating agreement by listing each one of the members and saying how much interest they have in the company. Now, you can change those interests with a unanimous vote. This unanimous vote here is very important for asset protection purposes. Your LLC operating agreement isn't just 3 or 4 pages of boilerplate that you slap together. It makes a difference as to what you say, what taxes you pay, what asset protection you get. Everything has to be put into the operating agreement. What we're doing is we're setting up the terms of your LLC so that you can take advantage of the asset protection that I teach you how to work with in Course 5 of the LLC Wizard. Another definition is person. A company can be a person. And there's a big push right now with all these occupiers and the liberal idiots to make it so that a company is not a person. Have you ever thought of it that way? You have created a person by creating your LLC. And this has really important connotations in the asset protection world because many of the asset protection techniques are built off of the concept, I don't have it. That guy, that person over there, they have it. You can't get it from me. You've got to get it from that person. So the LLC is a person. There are a lot of other legal entities that we can basically qualify as persons. And I actually have a course, and we talk about trusts and corporations and limited partnerships and all sorts of things in order to get a big asset protection plan for you. Now, the LLC is going to be one of the most important elements there, so let's learn about it here. Don't worry about that other stuff until you need to. But when you need to, know that I go through and teach you how to use each one of these tools in conjunction with the other tools. property means anything of value. You set the value in the 351 and the 851 forms for the IRS. Profits upon dissolution is an important definition. When your company fails, my company's never going to fail. Well, no, actually, the vast majority of companies fail. What happens when a company goes down? How do you dissolve this thing? Who gets the profit? Well, the more you define in your operating agreement, the less chance you have of going to court over what profit is and who's going to get what. So it becomes very important that we define this and then address the dissolution of the company in the operating agreement. Nobody ever thinks dissolution. You've got stars in your eyes when you create the LLC. Well, let's get down to earth and start covering our butt in case there is a problem. Defining profits is part of that cover your butt. State means the state in which your LLC is filed. Where does your LLC live? Don't fall into the trap of, you need to do your LLC, your corporation, in Nevada. You get better asset protection. There's no tax. Well, it might be Nevada. It might be Delaware. Might be Colorado. Might be all of these places. The fact of the matter is, guys, you're getting suckered. All those guys that are trying to get you to move to Nevada with your LLC or your corporation is, they're collecting a fee for being your registered agent sitting on their butt doing nothing. There isn't going to be any tax advantage by going to Nevada. There isn't going to be any asset protection advantage by going to Nevada. Well, maybe 1% asset protection advantage, but trust me, guys, I'm going to get you on the first 99%. The cost, the inconvenience, the problem, it's all a scam. Don't fall for it.